Welcome to the Sober Plug Podcast, where I get you disconnected from addiction and plugged into recovery. I am your host, Connor Duffy. If you are struggling with addiction, you can reach out to my direct line. That is 203-917-8862. Again, 203-917-8862. I own a six-bed detox residential treatment facility called California Wellness. So if you need resources for treatment or any other type of resources to get sober, whether it be local or somewhere far away from home, you can reach out to my direct line. What I want to talk with you about today, I'm going to get straight into it, right into the point. It is three traits that you need to get sober. And this is really important, right? Because a lot of people think that there is this magic trick to getting sober. Newsflash, it does not take talent. It does not take skill. There are certain traits that we need to be skillful in, but it does not take any type of talent. There are not chosen ones that can get sober and other people who can't. It really just comes down to these three things. If you could do these three things and you have these three traits, you can get sober. And the truth of the matter is anybody can. The first one I'm going to get into is acceptance. Can you accept that not only you are an addict or an alcoholic, but can you truly accept that it does not give you any value? It does not give anything valuable to you in your life moving forward. Because once we get to the point where we are an addict, we are an alcoholic, the reward, quote unquote, that it gives us is very, very short-lived, and it gets smaller and smaller. That gap of reward gets shorter and shorter, right? So when we are first using, when we are first experimenting, when we're first partying and drinking and all that, we are filled with bliss, we are filled with dopamine, we are filled with all of these feel-good sensations, all of these pleasures. Dopamine is flooding our body, and this is what really gets us hooked, right? At least at some point, it gets us hooked, and sometimes it happens quicker for others. But the point of the matter is that we get to the point where we love that feeling. So it's hard to break away from going from in our head that this is something that gives us immense amount of pleasure, where it ends up to giving us immense amount of pain. And that distance, right? Sometimes it's a quick road. For others, it is a long road. For me, I hit consequences very, very early on in my using. I mean, the first time that I got expelled from school was when I was 12 years old. You know what I mean? So it was pretty obvious to me that I had a problem. And I accepted the fact that I knew it was an issue for me, but I did not accept the fact that it didn't give me value. You know, I had to accept that drugs and alcohol had no place in my life. And that was very tough for me to do. I accepted the fact that I was an addict pretty early on. Matter of fact, I knew before I ever picked up that I was going to like it a little bit too much than the normal person, right? When I was younger, I would watch my older brother, specifically who I looked up to, one of my older brothers, and it was always attractive to me. And I knew that at some point in my life, it was going to be an issue for me. I really did know that before I ever started. But getting to the point where I accepted that it no longer had a purpose for me, that was tough. That was really difficult. And it took a lot of consequence for me to truly accept that. So I had to accept that I could not have the type of life that I wanted. I could not have any type of contentment, never mind fulfillment or purpose-driven life, with drugs and alcohol in my life. I always thought that it was going to be a part of my life. And until I realized that there were too many consequences, I could not separate a troubled life and my addiction. You know what I mean? As long as I was using, as long as I was drinking, consequences were going to be there. I could not separate the two. So I needed to accept that. And as long as you are unable to accept that, you will continue to go down the rabbit hole of addiction. You will get some time and you will bullshit yourself into believing that you can use safely. You could drink safely. One time isn't going to hurt anybody. Nobody's going to know, blah, blah, blah. You will bullshit yourself into believing that you can someday successfully drink or use in a manner that will, you know, give you some type of pleasure. That needs to be smashed. That idea needs to be completely smashed. I had to accept that there was no place for me where drinking or using was going to have, there was no room for it. There was no room for it in my life. It gave me no value. So I needed to accept that. Number two is honesty. Can you be honest, not just with yourself, but can you be honest with other people? This is a big one. I talk about community quite a bit. I talk about having some type of support network, some type of guidance or mentorship in recovery. Now, this doesn't mean that you need to have a million friends, right? It doesn't mean that you need to tell the whole world that you're in recovery, but it's really important to at least have a few. If you could have anywhere from 3 to 5 friends in your corner that really know you intimately as far as your addiction goes and can help you in recovery, that will serve you so much. I can't even really, this is like one of the biggest things that you could do in your recovery is building that support network. If you don't have anybody on your team and you feel like you are alone in your addiction, it is a dangerous place to be. Because, I'm gonna tell you exactly why. We are masters of manipulation. Who are we manipulating? We manipulate ourselves. We bullshit ourselves. We are not honest with ourselves. You know what I'm saying? So having that accountability and having other people that we can be honest with, that we can bounce our ideas off of, that we could talk to about things when we have cravings, when we have urges, or really when we're just having ideas, and I say that in quotation marks, ideas, things that we want to do that maybe aren't in our best interest. If we can be honest about what's going on and be honest about some of the things that we want to do, or if that's floating around in our head with other people who are in recovery, this is a huge part of your journey. This is a huge part of your sobriety. I would not be where I am today if it weren't for the people in my life in early recovery. I talked with my sponsor earlier today, and I hadn't talked with him in a little while, and I still consider him my sponsor, and it's someone who helped me since I was 18 years old. You know, he's been in my life, and he's always been a no bullshit, no nonsense type of guy, and I've always taken his suggestions seriously. At least this time around, when I turned 20, and I realized that all the suggestions he gave me when I was 18 and 19 years old, when I didn't listen. At 20, when I got clean, I certainly was willing to take his advice a little bit more serious. And he is somebody that really, truly mentored me in my recovery. I would not be where I am today. And he not only helped me in my recovery, but he helped me go through the steps. He helped me come to different perspectives in my life. He shed a lot of light on, you know, spiritual principles. He helped me get into meditation. He helped me with a fucking career when I was in the sheet metal union. That was given to me. That opportunity was given to me by him. I mean, it was somebody that he single-handedly had a massive, massive impact on my recovery. And he's really, to be quite honest with you, he's probably the single most influential people in my life other than my close family. You know what I mean? And so if it wasn't for that one person, I probably would not be here. I don't think I would have stayed sober. Matter of fact, I know I wouldn't have stayed sober. And, you know, there are so many people like this around, and we just don't realize it. You know what I mean? We exclude ourselves, we isolate ourselves, and you know, allow our ego to stop us from reaching out for help or going to meetings or other type of support groups or, you know, getting involved in a community, and it only hurts us. You know what I mean? So just having the honesty, and again, so remember, this is the traits, right? The trait is to be honest, and we have to not only be honest with ourselves, but be honest with other people, you know? So this is where it's a really important piece, is the honesty. A lot of times being honest with ourselves is not enough, because like I said, we are masters at manipulation and justifying poor behavior. So we have to be honest with others, right? So number three is discipline. Discipline is so important, because there's going to be times where you don't want to take certain actions. You're not going to want to always stay sober. You're not always going to want to do the things that we need to do. But the discipline is really about saying, fuck your feelings. And some people might not like that, and I don't care because this is the truth. We need to develop a certain level of discipline. And this is the point of developing basically a routine and structure. And I've talked about this as well. Having a morning routine, having a nighttime routine, developing certain disciplines like working out, having a healthy diet, networking with people, working on yourself, right? And when I say working on yourself, reading books, journaling, getting into meditations, all of these are disciplines. They are daily disciplines that we need to instill in our routine. Routine and structure is imperative. And, you know, what makes up a routine? It is having the trait of being a disciplined individual that is going to continue to do the things that you don't want to do, but things that you need to do. Mike Tyson said, I love this quote, it's, discipline is doing something that you hate like you love it. And the loving it part comes from self-love, right? There's days where I don't want to go to the gym. There's days where I don't want to read the book. There's days where I don't necessarily want to make content or do a podcast or, you know, go for a run or go for a walk outside, whatever the case may be. There are things that you're not always going to want to do, but you need to do because it's out of self-love or it's out of love for your higher purpose, whatever that is. So, you know, and this again, and this starts with having this can really help having a vision. You know, I talk about having a vision of your higher self, and people think like, where do you get the motivation to do certain things? And it really helps. It's not always necessary, but it really does help to have a vision of your best self, because if you can visualize having a vision of your, If you could visualize your best self, what does that look like? Right? What does that vision look like of your best self physically, mentally, emotionally? What do you, how do you act? How do you carry yourself? And so a lot of times the disciplines that we need to do can come from that vision. It can come and we can break it down into really easy bite-sized pieces. So when you don't want to go to the gym, right? But you have this higher vision of yourself, of how you need to look, how you want to look, how you want to feel, right? And you know that it's the best thing for you. Having the discipline to do something you don't necessarily want to do all of a sudden becomes something that you must do, because each day counts. Each day matters. It's kind of like having the discipline to stay sober 1 hour at a time. This 1 hour, staying sober right now, for this hour, is imperative for your best life. It is imperative for your best future. Because if you don't stay sober for this 1 hour or this one day, right, however you want to break it down in the most simplest terms, if you don't stay sober for this hour or this day, there is no chance you're going to be able to get to where you want to go, right? If long-term sobriety is something we want or something that we need to do, then every single moment that passes matters. And that comes down to the daily disciplines, right? Having the daily discipline to act out of self-love and to stray away from the immediate gratifications, the vices that are going to be, you know, enticing, that are going to seem attractive at certain points. It's kind of like, you know, if you're overweight, right? It really comes down to discipline in so many different ways. If you're overweight, and you're trying to lose 50 pounds over the course of a year, it seems like you have a lot of work to do. But to be honest with you, if you break it down into simple terms, it really just starts with dividing, you know, 50 pounds by 12 months, right? Let's say you give yourself a year. That's about 4 pounds a month. And to be honest with you, that's extremely doable. That's really not that difficult if you know how to properly lay it out. You know what I'm saying? And that's 1 pound a week. You could easily lose 2 pounds a week. You really could if you know how to diet correctly and do, you know, have a little bit of exercise and start taking care of your body and working out a little bit. So the point that I'm making is, if you wanted to lose 50 pounds, every single choice you make matters as far as what type of food you put in your mouth, the walk that you go on for 20 minutes, all that shit matters. And it comes down to daily disciplines. It comes down to the actions that you are going to take today, not tomorrow, right now, right in this moment, you know? So building a routine and a structure to your day and having disciplines to do the things that you don't necessarily want to do, but doing the things that you need to do because your life depends on it. Remember what I'm telling you is that your life matters. Today matters. If you want to get to somewhere that you want to be, whether it be in your sobriety or whether it be in your career or whether it be in your personal relationships, it all matters. It all breaks down into having the discipline to do the things we don't want to do. And it's not always going to be easy. Matter of fact, most of the time it's not going to be easy. However, the more you do something, right, the more you repeat something and the more consistency you get, eventually it's going to be automatic because you start to align yourself with a person who does what is hard anyway. And once you have that mindset, once you start to embrace the difficulties and the challenges and you become an individual that does it anyway, it doesn't bother you. It actually kind of motivates you. It kind of gets you excited to do the things that are hard, and it becomes automatic because you know you're moving towards something that's worthwhile, you know? So if you're having trouble with daily disciplines and you don't understand why it's important to work out, or you don't understand why it's important to read a few pages of a self-development book, or you don't understand why it's important to meditate, just realize that it's all of these ingredients, right? If you want to look at it like that, look at it as like an ingredients of a meal. Think about your favorite meal. Now, what makes up that meal? It's probably like, you know, whatever, 5 to 10 different ingredients. And it's not that one ingredient makes it an amazing meal. It's not that one ingredient takes it from a okay meal to an amazing meal, but it's every single ingredient in that food that makes up that amazing meal. It's like if you take one away, it's just not what it needs to be. It just feels like it's missing something. And these are the daily disciplines in our life. You know what I mean? These are the daily things that we need to do every single day. If we continue to do them each and every day consistently, and we have the discipline to do it, I promise you that your life is going to be so much further than where it is right now. And it doesn't take that long. That's the cool part. Just like how it doesn't take that long to destroy our lives and to kind of self-sabotage and be in a place where we don't want to be, it really doesn't take that long to start to feel different about your life, right? You wake up a little bit earlier, you make your bed, you start working out, you start, you know, serving people in some way. You start reading books, you go to a meeting, or you get connected with other people in recovery. All of a sudden, you start to think differently, like each and every day, little by little. It's like you're setting the foundation, and you're having these building blocks, and you're just building one upon another, each and every day. And before you know it, you're miles ahead of where you were just a few days ago, just a few weeks ago. Then all of a sudden, a few months go by. But I promise you that you're not going to feel like doing it in the beginning, and even sometimes in the middle, and even, you know, like it takes time, and you have to be willing to do things that you don't want to do, not because you want to do it, but because you need to do it, right? So always remember that. And again, I'm going to recap here. Number one, acceptance. Number two, honesty. And number three, discipline. If you have these three traits, and you might not have them in this moment, but you can develop them at any given time. You can start, boom, right now. This does not take talent. This does not take skill. You can start to operate in this manner if you are going to, one, have acceptance that drugs and alcohol is not going to do anything for you. If you can accept that, and you can move forward and understand that you are not going to be able to drink safely or use safely, if you could accept that on a daily basis, that is a huge step in the right direction. Two, if you could be honest, if you could develop honesty, not just with yourself, but with another human being in recovery, another human being who can hold you accountable, right? If you are able to do that, you are more than halfway home. And then number three, instill daily disciplines that are going to be the foundation for you becoming a different individual. The daily disciplines that you're not going to want to do, but you're going to force yourself to do. Not because you want to, but because you need to. Why? Because if you're a desperate motherfucker, if you are a desperate person who has nothing left, if you got nothing to lose, then why not? Why not create a different individual, right? Why not be a completely different person? Ask yourself, what could you be if you just started to operate and live a different lifestyle, if you just started to do things that you had never done before? Ask yourself that question. What type of person do you think you could possibly be if you just got your shit together and you started to do all the things that you know you should do, but you have not been doing? What would that person look like? Think about that for a minute. Meditate on that. What are the things that you know you need to do and you have not been doing it? What do you think your life could look like after a week, after a month, after a year, dare I say it, right? So these are the three traits that I want you to meditate on, and I want you to get real with yourself with, and, you know, start implementing these, not tomorrow, today, right now, right this second, because we're really good at hearing or watching content or getting ideas and being like, you know what, yeah, I'm going to start that tomorrow. Yeah, I'm going to start that on Monday. Or, yeah, you know, I need to plan for this. No, no, you don't. You don't need to plan for it. You don't need to plan for it whatsoever. You need to implement it today, right now, right this second. And if you're in a position where, you know, feel like your addiction is you're too far gone, and you feel like you're in the sense of that you can't get sober on your own because you are having trouble, then reach out to my line, right? 203-917-8862. If you feel like that you need help, that you cannot get out of your own way, and that you need to get out of your environment because there's just too much shit going on, there's too many triggers, there's too many distractions, there's too much stuff where you just can't build that momentum and you need to get help, then again, reach out to my direct line. It is 203-917-8862. So that's what I have for you today. I really appreciate you being here, and, you know, I really hope that you can see that this does not take skill or talent. You know what I mean? It really does not. I have been at the absolute bottom. I was on the verge of homelessness with a needle in my arm at 20 years old, living in the hood with no fucking money in my pocket, nothing, nothing to show for it. I couldn't even take a legal drink yet. You know, and little by little, and I had to take the long route to kind of figure out some of these things. You know, I'm telling you right now that you have what it takes. I promise you that you do. You just have to give yourself a chance. So that's all I have. If you enjoy this podcast, if you get any value from it, if you could rate this podcast, I'd greatly appreciate it. And if you do get value out of it, and you have a friend that's struggling, and if you think anybody else would get value out of it, please share this with anybody that you know who could use it. So much love. That's all I got for today. I will see you on the next one.